Chapter 57. Spiritualism. The doctrine that people are still alive after they die has prepared the way for modern spiritualism. Spiritualism teaches that people who have died are in the presence of God and the holy angels. Spiritualism teaches that the dead know more than they did when they were alive on earth. If the dead know more than when they were living, they should come back to earth to teach the people who are living. People who believe that a person never truly dies think that messages from glorified spirits are divine truth. People accept these messages as sacred. They do not know that Satan is working through his evil angels. These evil angels, who obey Satan, appear to people as messengers from the spirit world. Satan confuses people, making them believe they can speak with the dead. Satan has power to make evil spirits look the same as people's dead friends. The looks, the words, the voices that people have known so well are copied perfectly. The deceived people are comforted, feeling that their relatives are enjoying the happiness of heaven. Many deceived people listen to evil spirits and doctrines of devils without realizing they are in terrible danger. Satan deceives people into believing that the dead can return and communicate with living people. Then Satan causes spirits that look the same as dead people to appear. These people were not ready to meet God when they died. The spirits say these dead people are living happily in heaven and have important positions in heaven. Thus, the error is widely taught that there is no difference between righteous people and wicked people. The evil spirits who pretend to be people who have died sometimes give warnings that prove to be correct. This makes people believe in spiritualism. Then, the evil spirits present doctrines that destroy faith in the scriptures. The evil spirits pretend to be deeply interested in helping people, but they teach dangerous errors. Evil spirits tell some truths and are right sometimes when they predict future events. What the evil angels say seems to be truth, so people believe the evil angels. People believe these angels the same as the Bible. Evil spirits teach people not to obey the law of God. These evil spirits despise the spirit of grace and consider Christ's blood to have no value. Evil spirits deny that Jesus was the Son of God. They say the Creator is no greater than the evil spirits themselves. Satan began his war against God when he lived in heaven. He has continued that war on earth for nearly 6,000 years. Now, Satan is using spiritualism as part of his plan to deceive people. Many people explain everything that seems to involve the spirit world by saying someone is tricking or fooling them. But not everything can be explained as a trick. Some appearances and displays are real. The mysterious knockings that started modern spiritualism were not the result of human trickery. Spiritualism is the work of evil angels. Spiritualism is one of the best plans Satan has devised for deceiving people. Many people who think spiritualism is only human trickery will be deceived when they come in contact with strange happenings that are far beyond human power. These people will be led to accept Satan's evil work as the great power of God. People would not be deceived if they studied and believed the scriptures. The scriptures tell of the wonders that Satan and his angels can do. The scriptures explain that Satan helped Pharaoh's wise men to imitate the work of God. And the Apostle John describes the miracle-working power that will be seen in the last days. John says, "It, the beast with lamb-like horns, works great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in the sight of men. And by the signs which it is allowed to work in the presence of the first beast, it, the beast with lamb-like horns, deceives those who dwell on earth." Revelation 13, verse 13-14, RSV. The miracles spoken of here are real and true. They are not imitations or trickery. People are deceived by the miracles Satan's angels actually have power to do. Witchcraft in modern form. Some people think there is a big difference between witchcraft and spiritualism. They think witchcraft ended with the Dark Ages. Actually, spiritualism is a new form of witchcraft. And today, spiritualism has millions of converts. Spiritualism has found its way into scientific groups, churches, governments, and the courts of kings. Satan tempts people now as he tempted Eve in Eden. Satan makes people want knowledge that God has not given them. "You will be as gods," Satan says. "You will know both good and evil." But the wisdom that spiritualism gives is not from God. The Apostle James says that the wisdom of spiritualism is earthly and from the devil. James 3, verse 15. Satan is the prince of darkness. Satan uses his genius mind to deceive. Satan skillfully makes his temptations appeal to all kinds of people in all countries. Satan works in every possible way to gain control of the world and its people. But Satan can gain control only if people freely yield to Satan. All people who cherish sinful traits of character or willfully sin again and again are inviting Satan to tempt them. People who put themselves in Satan's power do not realize where Satan will lead them. Satan will cause their downfall and then use them to lead other people to destruction. No person needs to be deceived. No person needs to be deceived by spiritualism. God has given the world plenty of truth so that people can discover the deception. One way to keep from being deceived is to remember that spiritualism makes no difference between righteousness and wickedness. Spiritualism seems to say that righteousness and wickedness are the same. Spiritualism makes no difference between the pure, noble apostles of Jesus and the most corrupt servants of Satan. Spiritualism represents the most evil men as being in heaven and honored there. This says to the world, it does not matter how sinful you are, nor whether you believe or do not believe in God and the Bible. Live as you please. Heaven is your home. Evil spirits pretending to be the apostles of Jesus appear to people. These evil spirits say exactly the opposite of what the apostles wrote in the Bible. The Holy Spirit told the apostles what to write. These evil spirits deny that the Bible is God's holy word. The evil spirits try to destroy the foundation of the Christian's hope. They try to keep people from knowing how to get to heaven. Satan is making the world believe the Bible is only an imaginary story. He wants people to believe the Bible was written only for people who lived long ago. Satan says the Bible is now out of date and not to be read seriously. To take the place of the Word of God, Satan creates the channel of spiritualism, which is completely controlled by him. In this way, Satan can tell people whatever he wants them to believe. The Holy Bible is to judge Satan, but Satan tries to make people think the Bible is just an ordinary book. Satan also makes people think the Savior of the world is only a common man. The Roman guard who watched the grave of Jesus gave a lying report that Jesus had not been resurrected. So also, people who believe in spiritualism try to make it appear that there were no miracles in Jesus' birth, life, and resurrection. People who believe in spiritualism try to put Jesus in the background and call attention to their own miracles. These people say their miracles are greater than the works of Jesus. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "When they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter." Should not a people seek unto their God? For the living to the dead? To the law and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8, verse 19-20. The Bible teaches that the dead know nothing. But many people are not willing to believe that dead people know nothing. If people believed the Bible, they would see Satan working in spiritualism with power, signs, and lying wonders. But because people love sin and do not want to obey God, they close their eyes to the truth and pay no attention to God's warnings. Satan deceives these people with lies, and soon these people become Satan's slaves. They will perish because they did not welcome and love the truth so as to be saved. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10. Because the people did not welcome and love truth, they will believe lies. God's people who oppose the teachings of spiritualism are fighting not only human beings, but Satan and his angels. People who hate spiritualism are involved in a war against wicked men and evil spirits. Satan can be defeated only by the power of heavenly angels. God's people must be ready to fight against Satan, as did our Savior, with the words, "It is written." Satan can repeat verses of Scripture now, as he did in the days of Christ. Satan uses the Scriptures in a clever way to try to prove his teachings are true. People who would be faithful to God in these closing years of Earth's history must know the Scriptures and how to use them in the battle against error and evil.
People must understand what the Bible teaches about the nature of human beings and what happens to people when they die. This is important because in the near future, many people will be brought face to face with evil spirits. These evil spirits will look the same as relatives or friends they loved. These evil spirits tell lies and present false teachings. These spirit beings will appeal to people's tender sympathies and will work miracles to try to prove they are dead relatives or friends. We must be prepared to stand against evil spirits with the Bible truth that the dead know nothing. With God's word, we can prove that these evil spirits are spirits of the devil. For a long time, Satan has been preparing for his final effort to deceive the world. Satan began his work on earth when he told his first lie to Eve in Eden. "You will not die when you eat it. You will be like God and know what is good and what is bad." Genesis 3, verse 4-5. Little by little, Satan has prepared the way for spiritualism, which is his masterpiece of deception. Satan has not fully accomplished his plans, but Satan will accomplish his plans in the last moments of time. Satan is tricking his followers into a feeling of safety until they will be awakened by the wrath of God. People who are kept by the power of God through faith in his word will not be deceived.